With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. World leaders at the G7 summit in Canada still trying to find ways to contain the escalating war between Israel and Iran. President Trump has left the summit early and returned to Washington. Earlier, the president said he was hopeful that he and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney could come to terms on a trade deal.
I think we have different concepts. I have a tariff concept. Mark has a different concept, which is something that some people like. But we're going to see if we can get to the bottom of it today.
And he said he was still very optimistic.
I think we're going to accomplish a lot, and I expect to. And I think our primary focus will be trade and trade with Canada. And I'm sure we can work something out.
Voters have a much higher opinion of the Department of Homeland Security now that Kristi Noem is leading the way. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 49% of likely U.S. voters says DHS is doing a good or excellent job of securing the U.S. border and preventing illegal immigration under Secretary Kristi Noem. That's up from 29% in November of 2023, when Alejandro Mayorkas was DHS Secretary. 29% now rate DHS as doing a poor job in terms of border security, down from 45% in November of 2023.
Prosecutors say the man accused of killing a Minnesota lawmaker and wounding another went to the homes of two additional lawmakers to carry out even more carnage the night of the shootings, but one lawmaker was not at home and the suspect left the other house. A Georgia man accused of leaving threatening voicemails for two GOP senators appearing in federal court to face charges Monday. 25-year-old Robert Davis Forney was arraigned in Atlanta. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Pennsylvania.
The U.S. District Judge has ruled that the public schools must allow private religious schools to participate in extracurricular activities, including sports. Special Counsel Thomas Breath of the Thomas More Society says, quote, Pennsylvania school districts cannot discriminate against students and exclude them from activities simply because they choose to attend a religious-based school. Religious discrimination has no place in our society. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A feminist legal organization warning parents that Roblox, a popular online gaming platform marketed to kids as young as 5 years old, may be putting the children at risk of sexual exploitation. That group points out Roblox has been accused of lackluster safety protocols when it comes to protecting kids. It's accused of leaving an unlocked door. This is SRN News. A solid day Monday on Wall Street.
Stocks closed solidly higher on Wall Street as some calm returned to markets. Crude oil prices gave back some of their surge at the end of last week, which came after Israel attacked nuclear and military targets in Iran. The S&P 500 climbed 0.9% Monday and recovered most of its drop from Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 317 points. It's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.5%. The price of a barrel of U.S. crude oil fell 1.7%. The price of gold also fell. Seth Sutel, New York.
Well, the war between Israel and Iran forcing many nations in the Middle East and nearby to close their airspace as Israeli jets and Iranian exploding drones and missiles fly through the night skies. Authorities say dozens of airports in the region have reduced operations, leaving thousands of people stranded. More details at srnnews.com.